跟中国来的同学道歉。
I want to
因为那个，因为我其实心里很挣扎，很多同学没有见过我的面，第一印象可能是这个老师怎么叫老师呢？他国语那么烂，普通话这非常不普通，怎么不可以当老师呢？所以我怕今天时间不多，第一个印象给你们，其实第一印象没有问题了，就是把你们这个想到这个老师干嘛？是不是因为他是邵院长的朋友，所以他勉强请他过来教学？因为他的普通话真的不普通，所以我就决定用英语，因为我在香港出生，在美国花了工作的成长45年了，所以英语的比较顺利一点。所以我跟中国来的同学道歉，因为我没有用我们国家的语言跟你们分享，但是希望我们衷心的用神的话语跟你分享，好吗？I apologize to the English speaker. I'm actually basically apologize to them because I live in the United States 45 years and it's much time efficient for me to use English. So that's my apology. I understand you have a clock for this. You have a thirst for God's word, but it's also spiritual for you to be hungry. So I would like to have a precise message.And because my past mistake is I spoke too long, and you have an internal clock, this in your stomach, so I want to keep it concise today. Oh, that's good. Coming back to again, thank you, Dr. Shao here and the faculty and student to welcome me back.
我们谢谢邵院长和我们的老师同学们再次让我有机会回来。也跟大家来分享神的话语。
Throughout the years, Dr. Shao has graciously asked me to come and visit and to teach.
所以过去多年，这个邵院长也给我很多机会回来，也可以在这边能够讲课。
One of the many good memories here was 20 years ago, 1999. I know some of you, you should be born, maybe you were just learning to walk. I came here one time, 1999.
OK, 我第一次来到飞圣是1999年的时候，可能那个时候你们都还在起步，学习怎么走路。那个时候我来到飞圣。
I remember you have this dormitory building has many floors. The first time I stayed there with another student who is now a pastor at CCF. I remember that was occasion.
所以那个时候这栋这个宿舍楼还是全新的啊。所以那个时候我住在那边，也跟我们一个本地生住在一起。
Dr. Shao gave me the assignment for 1 week, during the Holy Week, for me to share to teach a course called Spiritual Formation with the Filipino students from the south part of the Philippines.
那个时候，院长给我一个机会，也就是在圣周的时候，是跟本地的一些牧者可以分享。这个作为一个灵命的塑造这门课。
That is a life example that we all can attest to, that teaching is a two-way street. You teach, you learn, and you're encouraged by your student. I was so encouraged by those brothers and sisters from South Park.
那次在这个教学的过程当中也证明了，也就是说我们的学习呢是双向的。不是单单学生老师也从其中呢能够得到鼓励，得到学习。
As a matter of fact, I need to hold on my tears now, seriously, when I mentioned to them one time, because several of them were from South Island. I do not know the islands. They were fishermen.
所以其中有一部分的同学，他们是从南部来的也许是从渔村过来的。
I remember they said they have to go back.
所以他们。这个学习完要回去。
This time they be fishermen of men.
这些人他们是渔民，但是他们也是得人如得鱼。
So we on top of that, the building here, we pray for them.
所以我们就在这个大楼的楼顶我们跟他们一起祷告。
This, so BSOP has give us good memory and give us good growth as a teacher to not just.Because in Chinese, there's a term called 教学相长, and that's true.
So BSOP has given us not only good memory, but also a good opportunity to learn also as teachers. And just like what we say in Chinese, the one who teach and the one and the learners, okay, they grow together.
Our chairperson mentioned to me that I work in education, and my doctoral work is in education.
刚才在介绍的时候有提到我是学教育的，所以我的这个博士也是这个教育这方面的。
In the most traditional concept, old concept of education is that the teacher has all the knowledge and it passes on to the student like a one-way street.
最典型的一个教学的模式，也就是说这个老师有所有的知识，所以是由这个老师把这个知识倒给这个学生。
In bank, we have a term called transaction of money, transaction, hand from one hand to another, transaction.
在这个银行的操作里面，我们说有每一笔钱的一种的操作。
So the old school teaching is the teacher, or here, the professor has the knowledge. So from his or her brain, you transaction to the students. That's the old concept of teaching.
所以那个旧的那个模式呢，也就是老师把他的这个知识移转到这个学生的头脑里面。
But the more biblical way, correct way of teaching, especially in our environment at the seminary, is not transactional learning. It's what we call transformation learning.
但是更合乎圣经的，应该也不是说把一些知识就这样直接传给对方，乃是一种生命的转化。
20 years ago, Dr. Shao gave me an assignment, spiritual formation. That kind of remind me, isn't what seminar is about? It's not about us to learn all the knowledge, which is very important, but also why we're here, being transformed.
所以20年前，邵院长给我教这个所谓属灵塑造，也提醒我，在这边我们不只是传达这个知识，我们更是有生命改变生命。
Paul said, I'm determined to know Christ and Him crucified. I'm determined to know, not determined to preach, determined to know Christ and Him crucified.
所以呢，我们也借用保罗的话，也发现其实他不是说我要学基督的什么，乃是我要认识基督本身和他的十字架。
When your chaplain, Reverend Samuel, told me to speak, I immediately asked, what do you want me to speak on? And he said the theme this year is related to the personal growth, loving God more deeply, knowing God more deeply.
所以我们的这个我们的院牧也告诉我们，今年我们学院的这个主题乃是更深的来爱我们的神。
So I infer the assignment is to talk about knowing God.
所以我就说，其实我们的这个功课，也就是要更深的来认识神。
Those of us who were trained 30, 40 years ago, probably seminary students all read a book by a famous author called J.I. Packer.
很可能我们早期的这些老师们，我们在神学院的时候，可能我们都读过 J.I. Packer 的这本书。
The book is called Knowing God.
也就是认识神。
Not knowing about God.
不是说认识关于神，而是认识神本身。
I know about Queen Elizabeth or your president here or President Xi Jinping, but he doesn't know me.
我可能认识关于我们菲律宾的总统，还是我们的习近平主席，或者说是英国的女皇，但是我本人并不认识他本身。
The biblical concept of knowing.It's not just the book knowledge from the Bible, the attributes of God.
所以我们在这边不单单是知道神的属性。
It's about knowing God in a personal way.
乃是个别化、个人化的来认识神。
The desire of God is central in the lifelong journey of knowing God.
所以在这个课题的当中，最主要的也就是要认识神本身。
Again, because of my interest in education, there's a classical scholar in Christian education called Lawrence Richards.
Lauren Fitchard 呢，他是一个基督教教育的学家，所以他曾经这样有一种的概念。
I'm not texting my wife. I'm just because I'm traveling.
我不是在发短信给我的太太啊。
Because there's an old tech, so I have to use the phone to copy the several concepts.
所以这边有一个概念，我把它录下来。
Lawrence Richard said that in spiritual learning, or in church learning, or in seminar learning, the most common, the lowest form of learning is learning by rote.
他就建议说，特别我们在神学院或者在教会里面，我们的这个教育的这个层次，那个最低的呢，也就是背诵或者强记一些东西。
My mother brought me to church when I was a youngster in Hong Kong, and the incentive for going to church is that after several months, 我们有这个勤道奖 that means perfect attendance. So my goal of going to church is for the prizes, and also to memorize verses, you get prizes. So I remember reciting those verses by heart, but that's rote memory.
很小的时候，妈妈就带我去这个教会或者去主日学。那个我唯一的一个目标呢，也就是能够有完全的出席，然后那个时候有一些的奖品啊，或者说背诵圣经也有些奖品。但这个是在学习上最低层次的，就是单单记一些东西。
Richards have a second level learning recognition. That means you have the way to distinguish what is true, what is not true. Now that's important.That's why we teach and learn apologetics in the seminary, don't we?
第二方面也就是我们能够分辨一些的概念。
And then the third part, that's everyone need to learn.
然后第三方面
you are all learning to be teacher of God, teacher of the word, preacher of the word.
你们都是要做传讲神话语的人。
So you have...Richard called it restatement.
也就是能够重复你所学习的。
And then the fourth, there's another level, almost in top, not quite yet, is that you are able to relay the knowledge of the word to life. Now that's where the application of sermon comes in, right?
第四个比较高的这个层次，就是能够把你所学习的，能够联系到你的生活，应用在你的生活里面。
We don't go to church to say, oh, this sermon sounds good. Entertainment. His story is good. His humor is good. No.
所以我们去教会，我们听了一篇很好的道，我们不仅仅是说欣赏，哦，这篇道太好了，不仅仅是这样。
The most important thing, the last term is, Richard's called realization.
最高的层次就是所谓这个实现。
If I use my example, I went to church as a Sunday school student at age of 13, I went to summer camp. I turned my heart to the Lord. Now that's the stage that we want.
所以我自己作为一个个案的例子，我到13岁的时候，我去参加一个营会，那个时候我信主了，我的生命改变，这个也就是我们所要的那个最高的这个层次。
Brothers and sisters, I encourage myself every time I teach that I'm teaching using God's word to teach me.
所以每一次我教导的时候，我也求神先用他的话语来教导我。
Brother and sister, I challenge you and challenge I to pray this. Lord, whatever you teach, want me to teach others, you also teach me.
所以每次我的祷告，也就是说，主啊，你要我教导别人的，请先教导我。
Long introduction, so I would promise that I would go right to the text. Text 15.
这个不过是我一个比较长的序言而已。希望我们还是会准时。
This time I do better. I summarize the message. So in case I go time and you all walk away, I know you won't do that. At least you got the summary of the message.
所以首先我要概括今天我们的这段的经文，以至于如果我超过时间，你们要走也没有问题。
And I want to model the ethics in learning. It's called avoiding plagiarism.If you learn to someone, you get it from somebody else. You have to mention the name. You are not stealing them, pretending it's your word.
另外一方面呢，我也希望我所说的，如果有借用别人的一些的资料呢，我也是会跟你们说了就会避免所谓的抄袭。
There's a well-known author in the United States called John Piper, And he summarizes Psalm 16 as follows.
所以呢 John Piper 他也是把这个诗篇十六篇有这样的一个概括。
I would read slowly so that we can digest it slowly.
我们可以慢慢的读他这句话，我们也可以慢慢的来把它消化。
God will bring you body and soul through life and death.
所以上帝呢会把你的灵魂体能够经历这个人生。
The full and everlasting pleasure.
能够达到这个最高的这个乐趣。喜乐。
If your safest refuge,
如果他是你最稳固的保障
，your supreme treasure,
也是你最珍惜的保障
，and your sovereign Lord,
并且他是你的全权的主
，and your trusted counselor,
还有你所信任的辅导老师。
Listen to the key words, body.And soul.
这边有一个重要词，就是你的身体还有你的灵魂。
Our faith in Christ benefits our soul, spirit, and body.
所以我们的信仰呢，是渗透我们的灵魂体的。
It's not just this life.
不单单是今世
，but it's life eternal.
还有所谓永恒的生命。
That's why we are very suspicious of the prosperity gospel.
这也是为什么我们不采纳所谓的这个富裕或者成功神学。
Because those that school emphasize in blessing of now.
因为成功神学它所强调的也就是今世的祝福而已。
And then there are four things that I kind of help us apply this today, and I will using this word refuge.
这边还有四个概念，一个就是避难所
，treasure.
保障
，sovereign God.
主要主权
，and trusted counselor.
可信任的辅导者。
Thank you. 谢谢。My good habit is going like this and that. So it's like spitting. I'm not spitting. Some quick background about David and his Psalms.
我们很快的看一下这个诗篇它的背景，还有这个大卫他的背景。
Very quickly, we know that there are 73 Psalms that are commonly accepted as written by David.
在诗篇当中很多人都接纳大概有73篇都是归功于这个大卫。
And some of the prayers and praises in this Psalm 16 are consistent with the themes in other Psalms.
这一篇的诗篇它的一些主题跟其他的诗篇也都是一致的。
And sometimes we take a step back. If we don't have his Psalms, we always remember David as a strong guy who killed the giant Goliath.
我们退步，我们常常想到大卫的时候，就记得他是一个勇士，把这个哥利亚打倒。
We remember him as a good king.
我们也记得他是一个好的君王。
Got a warrior.
也是一个战士。
Of course, other places it tells us that he was pursued by his rebellious son.Absalom and by his boss Saul.
当然在其他经文我们也看到这个扫罗王如何想要追杀他，还有他自己的儿子怎么样追捕他。
One of the things I personally take from David is that David is a strong leader, but the Bible is honest about a strong leader has weakness.
当然我个人我认为大卫是一个很坚强的一个领导者，但是圣经呢对这个坚强的领导者也有很客观的一些的记载。
Again, I'm going to use an education psychology term.
所以我这边要用一个在教育里面的一个词。
Or maybe in psychology.
或者说心理学的词。
Authentic.
就是真实的。
We have to be authentic Christian.
我们必须要是做那个真实的基督徒。
When we are sick spiritually, we need to accept responsibility and confess and accept our limitation.
当我们灵命有病的时候，我们就要承认，也要接受我们自己的软弱。
That's the lesson I take from David.
我们做不了什么，这是从大卫我们可以看到的。
We don't want to fail, but it is very possible we fail. But we need to come up. As a leader, does not have to preserve a perfect image.
当然我们每个人不想失败，但是我们是可能失败，就像任何的一个伟大的领袖一样。
And I want to make another point about this psalm, is that there are general two aspects, two approaches historically in interpreting Psalm 16.
当然这个怎么样来看待这个诗篇十六篇，一般有两种不同的方式。
The most classical interpretation is this psalm is actually David writing as a prophet about Christ Jesus.
一方面呢，有的人认为大卫这样写的时候，其实呢是影射到耶稣基督。
Now that proof is self-evident if you look at Acts chapter 2, Peter's message asserting Jesus, whom they crucified, is the Messiah.
当然我们在使徒行传第二章，在彼得的这个讲道的里面，他那边就肯定他们所钉死的耶稣就是那位弥赛亚。
And then Paul, as another apostle, Paul in chapter 13 of Acts also talks about Jesus, quoting 16, chapter 16, in talk about Jesus as the Messiah, as the resurrecting Messiah.
保罗在这个同样在使徒行传十六章那边也有引用这个诗篇十六篇来证实耶稣是弥赛亚。
There are a few modern contemporary commentators said, no.This is all about David.
但是有一些现代的解经家，他们认为这个只是在讲大卫本身。
The difficulty of that is that if you read verses 1-6, that's all about David. You can say that's all about David.
因为当我们读前面六节的时候，原则上可以说这些都是跟大卫比较有关系的。
And 7-11. That's the name of the story. Verses 7-11.
但是从七节到十一节
，It's all about Messiah.
好像都是关于弥赛亚的事情。
Precisely what Peter and Paul argue that David died, never rose again.
当然这个彼得跟保罗他们同样的论点，大卫死了没有再复活。
So I actually wrestle with the question: Who do I follow? The traditional school or the new school?
所以呢，我看诗篇十六篇的时候，要根据这个老的看法呢，还是这些新的解经家的看法呢
？I came to an understanding. That's my personal understanding. That's not true.
但是我
I'm just sharing my personal understanding.
但这边我想分享的是我个人的这个看法。
It's about both, two of them.
也就是也讲关于大卫，也讲关于弥赛亚。
If we look at the application of the psalm for David as the man, but Jesus as the Son of God, the perfect man, those can be reconciled.
所以有一些经文可以应用在大卫这个人的身上，但是耶稣弥赛亚作为人也可以同样应用这些的经文。
I'm taking a page from Dr. Shao. Dr. Shao in the early years always, when he visited me in the United States,He always say, "Take me to the bookstore."
我记得每次我们在美国跟邵院长见面的时候，他最向往的一个地方就是去书店，请带我去书店。
哈哈 ，Professor, listen to this. This is the book that you can ask a student to read.
所以
at least the English speakers
就有这样的一本书，他推荐你要看这本书。
In English.
所以这本书是英文的。
So the Chinese students, you're praying and hoping that it's not translated in Chinese.
Okay. 当然你要祷告这个会翻译成中文还是不翻译成中文。
Jesus, human and divine.
耶稣 又是神又是人。
I read that book 30 some years ago, 40 years ago in seminary, and I read that book one more time. This time I flew from Los Angeles to Japan.
40年前我读过这本书，这次我在飞机上又把它重读了一遍。
I want to fully understand what Jesus being a full human means.
也因为我想明白耶稣作为一个完全的人是怎么一回事。
So if we take this Psalms applying to both David and Jesus, the perfect human, it makes sense.
所以呢，如果我们把这个诗篇应用在大卫身上，也应用在耶稣这个完全的人身上，都是很合宜的。
David is a type of Jesus, the Messiah.
因为我们可以说，那大卫呢，就是这个弥赛亚的一个预表。
Jesus, David is also a prophet to talk about the Messiah.
大卫也是好像先知的子分，能够讲关于弥赛亚的事情。
So as we, I'm actually concluding, do you believe that? If we apply Psalm 16, which I believe we all very familiar, we can think about applying it by following the example of David, as well as Jesus the human.
所以当我们想到它的应用的时候，这个诗篇就可以想，无论是从大卫还是从耶稣身上我们都有所学习，也有所运用。
Let me ask you the question, obvious question. Did Jesus ask God for help?
耶稣有没有寻求父来帮助他呢？
点头还是不同？不点头。有没有？
同意吗？
有没有？
有。
Did Jesus? No, now we understand.
现在我们明白了。
Did Jesus cry out to the Father?
耶稣有没有向天父来呼唤呢？
Yes. Did Jesus ask for guidance?
耶稣有没有求父神来引导他呢？
Did Jesus take God's calling as his portion, as his, to follow the Father's command?
所以耶稣他是否也是认定这个父给他的这个旨意就是他的杯？
We usually study Jesus, or how he teaches, how he is compassionate. Have we considered Jesus' relations with the Father?
所以当我们常常是会去研究耶稣的教导啊，但是我们有没有去想耶稣跟父神的这个关系？
Jesus spent a lot of time retreating, often.To be talking to the Father.
我们放到经文当中会发现耶稣常常也就好像退到安静的地方，跟父神有这个个别的交通。
I remember, I'm sure this is some of the things that I benefit was that I several years ago I stayed on the weekend while I was teaching, prepare for sermon Sunday.I remember seeing a couple of my students fasting that day and praying and studying God's word. That's something I was encouraged.
我记得有一次我在这边教课的时候，在一个周末预备讲章的时候，我也看到我们有一部分的同学，他们也都在进食祷告。
But sisters, in this hymn, this psalm, I think the most quoted one is that God, the Father is my, God is my portion.
我想这个诗篇里面我们熟悉的就是神你是我杯的杯中的份。
My portion.
是我杯中的份。
It talks about God giving us boundary, measuring the blessing for us.
也提到上帝给我们的这个地界是佳美之处。
Brothers, sisters, God is our portion.
我们要记得弟兄姐妹，神是我们杯中的份。
Not God's blessing is our portion.
所以最重要的不是说神的福分，他给我们的福分，这个是我们的份，而是神本身是我们杯中的份。
The founder of the Christian and Missionary Alliance is, his name is called A.B. Simpson, Alan Benjamin Simpson.
这个宣道会的这个创办人 A.B. Simpson 啊，他有写这样的一首我们很熟悉的诗歌
，Himself，
也就是主你自己。
I want to read this for considerations for meditation。
啊，在我们生命诗歌里面300。
Someone help me himself。
啊，英文是这个 himself， 393。
393. Even with the limited time, would you please turn to that page?
我们翻开我们的生命
yeah. We will not sing it.
生命圣诗393.
I'm going to ask us to consider this as a response to God as our portion.
我们可以用这个诗歌呢来作为我们认定神是我们杯中的份的一个回应。
Alan Simpson makes distinguish between pursuing God versus pursuing God's blessings.
所以这边他有分辨或者分别，追求神或者是追求神的给我们的这个福气。
Do we desire God or desire God's blessings only?
所以呢，我们是渴望神呢，还是渴望神的祝福呢
？You say what's the difference?
也许你说有什么不一样呢？
I went to Japan for a vacation 2 weeks ago.
两周前我们在日本旅游的时候。
Japan offers a place you put coins and you get the drink.
所以那边有很多的这个，你可以放个铜板，然后你就可以拿一瓶的汽水。
When you are thirsty, you go to the machine and get the drink from the machine.
所以你口渴的时候就可以在这个机器里面呢买这个水。
How do we treat our God?
那我们对我们的神，我们怎么对待我们的神呢
？When we need, we pray to God.
是不是有需要的时候，然后你才祷告呢
？Are we treating God as a dispenser of blessings only?
所以今天我们对神的看法，它就像这个机器一样，有需要的时候按一下，我们就得到我们所需要的。
I want to tell you as a Christian, when I get older and know how to handle things.I tend to go to God less, and that's a weakness I want to confess.
我当然也向大家承认，当我们这个做基督徒越来越老的时候，很多时候我们也会越靠自己，而没有更加的越靠神。
Brother and sister, it's a lifetime goal. It's my goal to not just desire God's blessing, but God Himself.
所以我一生的这个目标。不单单是要神的祝福，更是要认识神本身。
We only have time 6 more minutes, I promise, because your clock is ticking, and your clock will probably sound like an alarm clock. So I also like to respect the time for the chaplain give the announcement. So I want to just ask the Chinese speakers to read verse 1 only, if you don't mind English speakers, okay?
所以我们现在呢，我们大家可以看这首诗歌，我们就一起读第一节。
Okay, go ahead.
来第一节。
I was so touched. Alan Simpson, one of his theology is that our salvation includes healing. I was a student, I think Dr. Shao, I have a classmate years ago who was going to join CNMA Christian Alliance. He has to sign a doctrine at that time. I'm not criticizing CNMA. I have many friends, I respect CNMA.They were one of the first missionary agency to come to the Philippines.
这边我非常的感动，就是这边 Simpson 他所写的，我也记得他所创办的这个宣道会。如果你要成为他们的一个宣教士你必须签了一个同意书。
So look, so when he write, now I was after the healing, now I want the healer.
所以Now I want.
我是以前医自己，以前是医治
自己的医治。
对，
所以以前我追求的是医治，但现在我要追求的是我得医治。
Brother sister, that's what this message is about. We need to seek the presence and the fellowship of God Himself, not just His blessings.
所以我们的一个主题，也就是我们所追求的。不仅仅是神给我们一些恩典或者一些祝福， 乃是要追求神自己的同在，神自己本身。
Because of time, I'm going to actually cut the message abruptly because I think this psalm you're very familiar. But I want to make a very important point. Then I would just end it because of time. I apologize. I'm still not doing well in time.
Okay. 我这边呢就把它概括，然后我们就可以结束我们对这个诗篇的讲解。
God Himself is a portion. He also you measure His blessing, His inheritance for us.
上帝，我的耶和华本身就是我们的产业，也是我们杯中的份，是他量给我们的。
There was a Christian commentator used a term called comparisonitis.
有一个基督教的解经家，他曾经用一个词，也就是这个比较的心理，
比较病
一个比较病、yeah.
Oh, I am trained here, BSOP. How come this brother has a church of 50? I have church of 5.
我们同样从飞升毕业的，为什么我的教会只有50个人，但是另外那个人他有500个人？
Many years ago, I think it was 2019. When I finished, I walked to the parking lot, and Dr. Shao said, "Oh, we wish Josiah is here." Josiah is one of our common friends who died when he was 37 years old.
我记得很久以前我在这边的时候，上院长曾经跟我这样说我好希望 Josiah 也在这里。Josiah 他很年轻，33岁就过世了。
He was Dr. Shao's roommate in Trinity.
他是上院长在三一神学院的这个室友。
His widow is now teaching in Hong Kong.
现在他的这个遗孀就在香港教神学。
Josiah died of liver cancer when he was 35 to 37. And when other people would say, "Why me, God? I love you. I went to church. I love you. I gave up my career for you. Why me?" And Josiah said, "Why not me?"
所以普通的人，他们如果遇到这样的情况，通常我们会向神说，上帝为什么是我？但是约瑟亚本身，当他得到这个病的时候，他的一个回应是说，为什么不能是我呢？
God gives you your cup and mine my cup.
上帝给你一个杯，上帝也给我另外一个杯。
Just like we don't define the cross for other people.
正如我们也不去比较别人跟我们自己的十字架一样。
Because God gave you your cross and my cross.
因为上帝给你一个十字架，上帝给我的十字架是另外一种的十字架。
Chaplain, I apologize to you. I went over time, so I would like to end here.
好，所以
Elder Lin, 请你做个祷告。
好，我们这个时间关系我们就在这里结束。我们一起祷告。天父，感谢你再次提醒我们，今天我们所追求的。最重要的不单单是关于你的事，而是你自己本身。主要帮助我们，不是把你当作是我们有需要的时候的一个救星而已，乃是主要我们跟你有这个最亲密跟最亲切的这个关系，我们能够更深的来认识你。主要但愿我们跟你的关系一天能够比一天更加的密切。Father, we thank you for.The reminder that we do not seek just your blessings, but you yourself. And may our personal relationship with you grow stronger and more deeply each day. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。
谢谢。